Oasis Audio presents Cassidy by Laurie Wick, read for you by Jill Schullabarger. Chapter 1, Token Creek, Montana Territory, June 1880. Cassidy Norton, the proprietress of Token Creek Apparel, adjusted the shoulder of the brightly patterned dress she'd been working on and then stepped back a little. "How is that, Mrs. Potts?" she asked the woman wearing the dress. Mrs. Potts frowned into the full-length mirror and said, "It's still crooked." Cassidy could not see what the woman was talking about, but she stepped forward to make another adjustment. She pinned and shifted and stepped back again, her brows raised in question. "That's better," Mrs. Potts conceded. Cassidy smiled. She hadn't moved it much, but she had learned early on that pleasing the customer was paramount to her business. "How is the waist?" "It's good," the woman said, but she was still frowning into the mirror. Her face cleared enough to ask, "When will it be done?"
"In the morning."
"Not today?" she questioned, the frown returning.
"I thought you needed it Friday," Cassie reminded her.
"I do. I just hope to have it a few days early."
"Wednesday morning is a few days early," Cassidy said sweetly.
Mrs. Potts actually smiled.
"It is, isn't it?"
Cassidy laughed a little, and the other woman shook her head.
"If all your customers are like me, Cassie, I don't know how you keep from losing your mind."
"I love my customers," Cassidy said sincerely, helping Mrs. Potts out of the dress.
"You included."
"I'm glad to hear it. God was smiling on Token Creek the day you came to town."
Cassidy thanked her with a laugh, made a few notes about some mending the woman wanted done, and then saw her out to the front of the shop.